Am I always this naked, you mask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. So today I will be talking about a word that I don't really want to use, but just for video sake, let's just say it. So I saw a meme that says, it is not that you attract the low value men in your life. It is that you only say yes to those men. And I was like, oh my God, they're talking to me. So here goes my history. So before we start, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe if you haven't yet. And let's get into the conversation and let's see what you think. And if you had the same situation happen to you, and give me some advice, because in a sense, I'm still going through that, but I'm learning it's a learning process. All right, so there's a talk about high value men and low value men. And I don't really want or like to think of people as low value or high value. But for sake of conversation, I think that what they're trying to say is basically there are those men when it comes to materialistically way of life or even living life in a good manner, is that high value man will have a career, money, got his head over his shoulders, and he's doing his thing right, all right? And a low-value man is maybe doing substance all day, sleeping all day, lazy, complacent, just basically playing video games all the time and complaining, and life is not fair. So something like that. So I used to have this thing where, of course, I've been in long-term relationships almost all my life, and that's fine. I had, like, good people in my life, in a sense of relationship-wise, that were not so bad for me. But later on, I don't know what happened, and maybe it was a part of my life where I needed to learn something, is I was attracted to a lot of hobosexuals. So if those who do not know what hobosexual is, so the word just explains itself. So hobo, of course, we know hobo is maybe a homeless person or a transient or someone who's traveling around who doesn't have his home. He's a hobo. And sexual is, of course, sexual. So like, you know, when they have a homosexual or heterosexual, like, is a lifestyle or what they call it? I don't know. I don't even care about those things. But so hobosexual is someone who will be your boyfriend or your girlfriend if they live in your house. So when they live in your home and then you're thinking you're together because it just the first day they meet you, they show up with baggage, like not only trauma or mental baggage, they move with literally bags and suitcases. And then you like them so much because you think you like them so much because you're going through your own trauma and I'm saying you, but if you can feel the same, I was going through my traumas and I had a sense of self-loathing, not much self-loving, in denial, codependency, and needing love and wanting love and attention and wanting someone to be with me at all costs, like literally at all costs. And it cost me, and it was a good cost because I'm someone who likes to learn from things, and I learned from it, and I saw a pattern, and I saw a red flag, so I learned from it. So going back to the story, so I was having a lot of hobosexuals in my life, and I didn't know that pattern until the third, you know when they say third is the charm? But then when I realized it on the third time, I had to do it again on the fourth time to be like, okay, is this what I'm actually seeing? So I would meet pretty decent, attractive men online. And then those ones who wanted to be with me, And what, like the meme says, it's the ones that you kept. So they show up, of course, sometimes late at night, sometimes we have a date all day and we spend hours together and it feels great. And I'm like, this is awesome. And I'm like, spend the night and I spend the night. And then the next day, it's fun if it's a weekend and they come back and da da da. And they often have these bags with them and I didn't understand what was happening. Because like sometimes I carry bags all the time with me, not bags, but like a backpack, because I love a backpack. And then, yeah, again, not until the third and fourth time that I realized that was a pattern. And so these people, later on when I felt hurt, because like what happens is I give them everything they wanted and needed for months, and they lived here in my room. And then when they took everything they wanted, a lot of times they just ghost. And sometimes they're like, oh, we're not good for each other anymore. And then they just left. And so I didn't know what was happening. So I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, my love language, first love language is acts of service. I do all these things for them and to them. And I was a pretty good lover. Actually, a lot of them still kind of like connect with me on Facebook or IG. We don't talk or anything like that, but I don't really block people kind of a thing. Well, sometimes I do. And so, but then I only block one of them because he got psycho at the end. And so, yeah, so that would happen. And I was like, I was a good boyfriend and they said I was good too. And what was happening? And then later on, I find out, oh, I was being used and all this stuff. And I got like really resentful and feeling bad and I'm being used, whatever. And then that later on in my self journey of growth, and I was just like, actually, I'm not being used. I'm allowing people to use what I'm giving them. So stop the victimhood. Okay? So if you're doing that too, stop the victimhood. People don't use you. Unless you're like a slave or you mentally incapacitated, whatever that word is. Self-accountability, again, all right? So remember, self-accountability. If the shoe fits, self-accountability. So a lot of times people come into our lives to teach us a lesson for a season, for whatever, as a crow says. So we have to, once we aware of it, we cannot victim blame ourselves and we cannot call them the bad guy because they're there for a story, they're there for a juicy story, and they're there for a lesson for you to, for a growth. And if you're stuck, and I think because I was stuck in victim, stuck being a victim and stuck calling them names like they're users and they're bad people for doing what they did. That's why I was blind and I was not able to see the lesson. Not until the third and fourth time when I was like, I need to grow. And then that's when I was seeing the lesson. And I was just like, okay, those people are still not good for me because how it was happening. But at the same time, I'm still not a victim because I did allow it to happen. And I was at a space in my life where I clearly needed that so I can get out of that because that was a bad pattern. Like, I am not technically in the world looking for a partner. However, I'm a great lover. It would be great if I had a partner, have a partner. At the same time, at what cost? I'm not gonna basically do it at a cost of my mental health. And so I was in a bad space. And so I've grown. And so the last time I had those homosexual boyfriends, I think the first one was 2014, another one was 15, then 16. And so that was the last time, really. 2016 was a great year for me. I know it wasn't for a lot of people because I see a lot of people were complaining about that, but it was a great year for me. And that was the last time I held a relationship with somebody because I was saying yes to all the fuck boys and all the boys that weren't good for me, that were teaching me lessons that were great. But you know, and so another question is that, okay, so I stopped saying yes to the low value men or the fuck boys. And so because of that, men stopped showing up in my life, period. So maybe that's a question for Kevin Samuels. Not really. I don't think he talks to dudes. Maybe he does, but if he does, he probably doesn't talk to gay dudes. But even then, I don't think I like Kevin Samuels. I watch his stuff, but at the same time, I don't think I really need a huge help in that department. I think, how you call it? Yeah, it is what it is. And I think it's easier for a man to be single than a woman, probably. I don't know. That's not a subject. I know Kevin Samuels and other people are more versed into that topic. And so I love being single, but at the same time, I'm a great lover. I have great things to offer. But nowadays, I am very self-aware and mindful of people and things. And so when things come up for me, and I will talk to people about them. And so I thought until 2020. But as I mentioned before, 2020 in August was an experiment, as well as it was an experiment. And then, when they say don't, like an assassin, they'll tell the assassin, don't fall in love, number one rule, or professor or whatever. So I fell in love with my subject in my study. And so I went back to bad patterns and I learned from it. And it was of course, it was a good thing. It's like life is just life. It just happens. And it's up to us to make it good or bad. And I don't believe in bad. I believe in things happen for us, if anything. And I think, well, he lived here, but he wasn't on a cord, like he was paying rent. So I think if he was a homosexual, that would be very interesting. Maybe it would be another homosexual thing that happened again. But it was a different kind of experiment. And this is one of the reasons now that I'm having the podcast, because you never know where you're gonna end up in life. And so, can you relate to my story? Like, what kind of partner are you attracting, men or women? You ever had a story of homosexuals? Do you ever have a story you have low value men or women in your life that stays and you say yes to? And I know a lot of women tend to say men and shit and da-da-da and things like that. And I'm like, okay, so we, like they say, we usually attract what's inside of us or what we're searching. So I feel like I was attracting, of course, I attract other people as well who were not homosexual, but I was saying yes to the homosexual for reasons, or the fuckboys for a reason, because I needed to learn something and I need to be here right now to talk to you about my story and grow and do better in my life. And a couple of things I've taken from homosexuals, as in growth, is to do better, to see the red signs, the red flags and the signs better, to have self-love, to actually love myself, because I was loving people. Because as we know, if you're an apple, you cannot give orange juices. So how could I actually did love these people if I was self-loathing myself and wanting love from them, and they were not giving me that? They were giving me, basically, they were using me in a good sense, because I was giving, so they were taking, and that was fine, because who would not take when someone is giving? Like, really. And they weren't really, what's that word, is lying to me or using me in a sense of the word. Like, well, some people stole my shit too, but they weren't the kind of bad story where they take all your stuff and use your name and use you and destroy your life. They didn't do that. I think all they wanted is a space to stay. And who would not want a place to stay when you're being fed, you're not paying rent or any bills, you're getting your bills paid sometimes, and you're getting some nookie on the side? Who wouldn't do that? So I have pride. I wouldn't, but most people, whatever. And so that's my story. And I've often questioned is why now I'm saying no to low value men. And because of that, No men is coming around. And the one that comes around, of course, because of attraction, I'm not attracted to them. And if I'm attracted to them, they tend to be on the inside of what I'm looking for is not what I'm looking for. Because people usually say, you don't want to meet yourself. I want to meet myself. Like, I want to meet myself. Okay. So I don't know about you, but I know that I'm awesome. I love myself. I'm having a good time, and I would love to meet someone my level or higher, definitely. And because of my growth right now, I'm done meeting people on that level because I've done it for so long. And when I do that, they brought me lower. And I'm not shaming anybody or judging them, just a conversation. And so I think everyone, where they're at, that's how life is, and it's up to them to be high value. And someone might not think I'm high value, but I know that I am mindful and working in my life, so I know I'm totally not low value. I would not call myself high value because of certain things that I haven't accomplished in my life that I want to. In a sense of the word again, I think everyone spiritually a pure and high value, of course. But as we're talking. So again, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, like, share, and comment. And let's get in the conversation. If you want to be a guest on my show, please let me know. And tell me how you feel about that. Because here we are doing it raw, uncut, uncensored, and I'm pouring my heart out to you, and this is how I feel, and I'm done holding it inside.